What's up, everybody? Roger and James here, firm in this Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about the big development that Disney announced last week, which was that they are going to be removing a lot of the single-use plastics from all of their theme parks across the world. And this will include like straws, cup lids, carrier bags, etc. What is kind of quite interesting was obviously this thing has been picking up steam all year, pretty much since the beginning of the year with like the Blue Planet TV series, and everywhere's kind of showing off. I mean, I was watching a documentary last night about the Galapagos, and they were talking about plastic bottles and all the rest of it. So it's been building up for a while. I went to Disney World last month, and when I came back, we did an entire episode about how I was disappointed with Disney for their plastic use and ranting and raving a bit. And here we are, you know, a month later, and Disney have come out and said, so this is going to read out a few of these bits and pieces here before we go any further. They've announced that by 2019, the company will eliminate single-use plastic straws and plastic stirrers as it's all owned and operated around the globe, which will be a reduction of 175 million straws and 30 million stirrers annually. They've also plans to reduce plastic waste across its business, including refillable in-room amenities at Disney hotels and cruise ships, reducing the plastic bags in the parks and on cruise line, and eliminate polystyrene cups from all of its globally and operated business. And in addition, as bringing in a long-term effort to reduce single-use plastics. Eliminate is a meaningful step, new standards, etc. Disney has always been inspired by nature and bits and pieces, and they go through all their kind of bits of what they're doing. So on one hand, good, this is great news. I know there are some issues, but I want to get into that in a minute. But what did you think of this?
I mean, obviously it's good news, and I'll be happy for us to take full credit for the idea. Yes. I mean, obviously Disney listened to our podcast and decided it was time.
Yeah.
But yeah, in all seriousness, it's good news. And you're not really going to notice it at the park so much. I think there will be some people who will be like, I want my plastic straws. But for the most part, they will come up with whatever solution that makes it as seamless as possible.
Yeah.
And whatever you lose from this, you probably won't even notice it. You'll just be like,
I do want, there was a lot of complaints and stuff on a lot of the social media sites of comments, especially about the straws, about plastic, and especially comparing them to the ones that are Animal Kingdom, and apparently they disintegrate within seconds, and they're pretty bad ones. There are lots of different versions of straws that aren't made of plastic. There are some very thick ones of like things, and also there's vegetarian or vegetable plastic matter that can be made and can biodegrade. I have a cafe. I'm actually sat in a storeroom right here now, and there is literally boxes beside me of biodegradable products that I use. Straws, they're paper ones. They don't disintegrate within seconds. They last the entire drink. They're not as bad as the ones in Disney are using. Disney at the minute are probably, they got cheap versions in. They will no doubt get better versions in. I have little plastic spoons for ice cream. They feel like plastic, but they're actually made from a compostable plant, but they're solid. And they taste better than maybe like the wooden ones do. I have biodegradable plastic coffee cup lids that will so there are lots of products out there better than, the trouble is I think some people can have a bad experience of one thing and put it all into that. Well, all plastic paper straws taste disgusting. They don't necessarily have to use paper ones. They can use different kind of products. Once Disney are buying 175 million straws a year, they will get better quality ones than they are using at the moment. I was seeing a lot of this being brought up, and I'm like, yeah, but if you've had one bad experience with a plastic or with a paper straw, there are alternatives. And as the whole industry is moving forward, I mean, I've been talking to my suppliers and stuff about it. They all know that, they can't sell the plastic stuff anymore. I mean, in the UK, it's becoming illegal anyway. But the products are getting better because innovation is pushing it forward. So don't just put a bad straw that you have at the Animal Kingdom, which apparently they are awful, and think that's all Disney are gonna, they will get better products. I mean, if I put my coffee cup lid on it, it says it's made from vegetable products. You wouldn't know. It feels the same. It acts the same. These spoons that I've got up here, they are, and you know, like those sporks and the knives and the forks that they have at the parks, they can all be made from like a that becomes like a plastic, but it biodegrades over time. So don't automatically assume that you're getting a rough deal and you're getting an inferior product. There are a lot better products out there. It's just Disney maybe haven't got them yet, and you maybe haven't seen them. And I know America tends to be a little bit behind sometimes on these kind of things. Businesses push forward, but we've been doing it over here and the quality of the products coming through to me has improved so much from 2 years ago when I started doing it.
Yeah. So two thoughts about that. First, of course, is the quality of the products. Disney probably isn't importing them or buying them from another company. They're probably building their own because they like to keep things in-house. Yeah. And they're probably trying to avoid infringing on patents.
Yeah.
So if they're going to be doing a lot of experimentation. They're going to, you know, have to build their own formula, as it were. And it's going to take time. So whatever these ones in Animal Kingdom is, I do not doubt that they are awful. I'm sure that the reports are accurate. They will get better with time. And this is true for any product under the sun, anything that we build, whether it's this kind of thing or solar panels or batteries or all this, they get better the more we make them. You know, I was in a debate with a friend, I don't know, maybe like 7 or 8 years ago now. They were talking about solar panels, and it's like solar panels aren't nearly as effective. They have a very lossy conversion rate. You don't get much energy out of them. It's like, okay, yeah, that's true. But if we don't continue to develop them, then they will never get good. But if we do continue to develop them, then they will start to be up to the standards of other energy sources. And as we've seen over the last couple of years, solar and wind energy have very much caught up with traditional energy sources. I expect fully that these compostable spoons and straws, lids, anything, bottles, whatever, will over time get up to the standards we're used to. But that brings me to point number two. The main concern that Disney is going to have, and all these companies are going to have, of course, is cost. When even for your store, it's you're probably paying more than you would for equivalent plastic thing. It's maybe a bit more marginal, though.
Yeah, but it's that kind of situation, really. Of they do cost more, but when you put in Disney's buying power, that it's so much different. You know, I'm not buying 175 million straws a year. Yes,
they cost that's my point.
They, you know, they might cost me three times more than they did before, but Disney, they're not going to cost three times as much. You know, McDonald's, all the other, they've all been doing this. The trouble is, I know, like, especially like for like America and stuff, you guys, it's led by each individual company has to make decisions. I know they've been bringing some laws in California. So this is like a trend that's going through. It's like the plastic bag situation. Over here we have to pay for them, and it's like we're trying to reduce them, trying to have like thin plastic bags, and people going, I'm not going to shop in that thing if I have to buy a carrier bag. And it's like, that's, you basically, they're having to retrain everybody into doing it. And I have seen it happen in the UK where we all went through that no, you're not taking away our carrier bags, I'm not paying for them, to 3-4 years later everyone does it and you don't even notice, and everyone acts and everyone's changed their habits, and people change bringing in recycling at home. Sometimes they have to do it and hit hard in order to make people do it. And this move is good. It's a very positive. And the simple thing is each companies like Disney have to take that responsibility to do that, because they were getting a lot of backlash from people that were saying, like, you need to be changing this, and probably one of themselves going, well, we can do this now. The products are there, the technology's moved on, they can do this stuff. And I think it's a good move. You know, I know there's a stuff about disabled people having straws and stuff and different ones, and there will be, you know, like I said, there will be other ones. You know, maybe those people are going to have to carry their own straws if they need that, or a metal straw or something like that, because essentially that product is not going to exist the same way in 10 years time. You probably will find there won't even be a plastic straw being created in the world. it will just, it's going to become one of those things that you just don't, they don't get made anymore, because it's like plastic stirrers. I moved to wooden stirrer sticks 6, 7, 8, 10 years ago to get away from having the plastic one dropping into the sea, because I am literally 10 feet from the sea right now. So if someone drops a coffee thing, it will go in the sea. And I know some people go, well, we're in the middle of central Florida, it's not going to get anywhere near the sea. It's like, that's not, you can't just apply, well, it doesn't affect me, therefore it gets into the ecosystem and it gets out there. And it, but you know, it's just a situation. This is a great move by Disney, and yeah, it's going to take some time for people to get used to, but there are alternatives. So don't automatically worry that everything's going to change. And if you have to buy a renewable bag, your people will, it's just, your habits will change. Don't worry. It will be okay. We've done it. I've done it. We've all done this. I think I can look at it from a different angle where we've already gone through that change over here. So therefore it's like that kind of thing of going, don't worry about it. It will be fine.
Yeah. And we can look at plenty of points in history, very small points in history, but whatever, that where these changes happen and there's a lot of complaints at the time, and then eventually it just becomes the norm. So you just kind of have to push through that initial period and deal with it. I'll throw in a comic book example here. Through the 70s and 80s and 90s, Wolverine, the very famous Wolverine character, smoked a lot. He was very famous for having a big old cigar hanging out of his mouth in most comics. In the early 2000s, Joe Quesada, the editor-in-chief at Marvel, said, it's not going to happen anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to smoke. They've kind of backed off a little bit. Some of the villains smoke again. Yeah. But Nick Fury and Wolverine, both very famous for smoking, they don't anymore. And at the time, a lot of comic fans were like, oh, this is, you can't do this. This is part of their character. You know, it's built into the design. No one talks about it now. Well, it is never mentioned.
It's like here, we're not allowed. I don't think they're allowed to show smoking on television at all. It's just, I think it's very rare you see it on there. But then we have a smoking ban where you're not allowed to smoke inside as well here. So it's just different kind of thing. I just feel like I just kind of wanted to say that big thing really of like, if you are worried, if things will, you will get better products because of things like this. They're all going to be pushing forward it. So don't worry about it. Some of the products will get better over time, and, you know, try not, it's that kind of situation. I think anyone that's kind of watching a video like this is probably more aware of the good side of it rather than the bad. But I saw so many bad comments. I'm just like literally reading and going, oh, what are you doing? Like, why are you? What is, like, this is the thing to be outraged by today, is I can't use a plastic straw. And, you know, it's like, you can drink out of a cup. I know there are some people that can't, but the 99% of people don't need a straw.
So there is something to keep in mind when we're talking about these people who are very anti-transitioning over to this. A lot of times it's not I want to destroy the environment kind of thing. And it's not even an ignorance of the situation with the environment. It's just seen as an intrusion by politics, business, whatever, where they're just saying, you know, that thing that you've done your entire life and no one ever had a problem with, well, it's wrong. And I can totally understand people being offended by this idea that – you know, the thing that's totally normal is now not normal.
Yeah.
And the, obviously that applies to many, many things far more important than straws. Yeah. But
it's not just the straws now. It's going to be the coffee lids.
Plastic in general. We're just using the straws as a singular item amongst all of the very big things. But it's very important when talking with these people that in a lot of the cases, it's not a desire to be environmentally unfriendly or to, you know, want to damage these things. It's more of a response to this idea that the world is changing around them and they feel they have no control over it. And it's we've all been in that situation. It's just in this case, it manifests in this particular position.
Yeah, it's very odd. It's a very weird situation of... But also, personally, I feel like this could have been handled a lot better by Disney, because they could have changed the straws over to a different thing or started doing stuff. And sometimes making a big announcement is, you know, they want to pipe their horn. They could have just done this and not said anything, and then said about it and said 6 months later, oh, well, we changed it all, and hardly any of you noticed. It's that kind of thing of, you know, that kind of thing of, you know, if they changed it, just changed the product. I mean, over in Orlando, you know, we went into that chocolate auditorium thing. They all had paper straws. They didn't put a big sign up telling you that's what they were doing. It was just done. And you wouldn't know any different because it was a brand new place.
It's also entirely possible that that was the plan. And then people got the Animal Kingdom straws or the things. And they're just like, why is this so terrible? And like, sorry, we're trying to be green and fix things up. So it's entirely possible that was their plan in the first place. And it just didn't work out.
No. But we'd love to know what you guys think at home. Remember, check us out over at thiskingdom.com. I'm James. Where can they find you?
Find me at heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.